Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jordan Patswell. Joining me in studio today, Taylor Morrison with the city of Yorkton. Taylor, great to see you.
Always a great time to be here in the studio with you.
Yes, well, we're talking about citywide registration night. Things are starting to shift from winter mode to summer and spring mode, right?
You betcha. Yeah, now that the weather started to turn, people are itching to be back outside doing some summer and spring activities. So we're going to bring everybody in this week and see what we can get people registered for.
Wonderful. So it is going to be happening when and where?
So again, this year on a Wednesday, this Wednesday, March 29th, at the Gallagher Center in the Flexi Hall there from 5:30 until 8 p.m.
Okay. Wonderful. Again, 5:30 to 8. Groups, not just sports, going to be there that evening, I assume?
You bet, yeah. So we kind of target for spring and summer sport, culture, and recreation groups. So it's not just sport. We do have some groups coming in. You can maybe check out some of the new cultures coming into town or some different recreational opportunities for the year. So we've got a pretty good handful coming down this year. We're looking forward to a great evening.
Lots of, like you say, newcomers. It's in the area. That's seemed to have been the trend the last couple of years, particularly with the growth that the province has seen as a whole. So someone new to the community, this is a great little access point, one-stop shop even for them if they want to see what goes on in this community. Hey?
Absolutely, yeah. They can definitely come down. They can bring their whole family and find something for everyone to get involved with throughout the summer.
And it's not just those with kids as an example either. There are lots of rec groups out there as well, or culture groups that are specifically for adults as well.
For sure. There's always different organizations looking for new people to kind of come on board, see what they're all about, and sign up and become a part of their organization.
Yeah. Volunteers obviously help make a lot of these organizations run. Maybe they're coaches, maybe they're board members. Options really are limitless.
Huh? Absolutely, for sure.
Great. Well, let's dive in a bit more specifically on who will actually be there on Wednesday.
You bet. So starting off, we will have a booth from our department, the Community Development Parks and Rec Department there. So we'll have information on some upcoming programming for the summer. We'll have maybe some tips and tricks for yard care, garden care going into the spring and summer, people getting their yards all ready to go.
Sure.
We've got the Gallagher Center Water Park joining us, as well as the sports bank and our local dream broker, who kind of collects some used sports equipment and then can help distribute that to some families that are in need.
Okay. I understand recently changed the location of the sports bank in the city, right?
We did. We've moved the sports bank from City Hall. It's located at the Gallagher Center now as well, so we can have everybody come right into the Gallagher Center. They can either drop it off or pick up some new equipment as well.
Appointments and that sort of thing, is that still a requirement?
It is, yeah. You can contact our main CDPR office, and we'll set up an appointment time that works best for you and our dream broker, and then everybody can kind of come in and find what they're looking for.
Excellent. Lots available there for people to really just see what they can maybe pick up if they're in need or if they have an overabundance of things. Are there any requirements? I guess still has to be in a usable kind of shape. The city's not going to be putting things back together if it's a broken mitt or
right. Our dream broker doesn't have a screwdriver, you know, putting the skates back together and sharpening blades and everything. So gently used equipment, we do kind of go through what gets left and donated to us. You know, we're hoping that the stuff that we get can be passed down to some of those families. So we do have a drop-off bin at the Gallagher Center for the Sports Bank, as well as a bin at the Kinsman Arena too.
Oh, wonderful. Let's dive into some other groups going to be
sure.
there.
We've also got Yorkton Minor Football joining us, Yorkton United FC Soccer Club, the Yorkton Minor Baseball, Yorkton Public Library. The Health Foundation is joining us again this year, as well as Yorkton Martial Arts, Fitness on the Go, the Yorkton Canoe and Kayak Club. Yorkton Kids Sports going to have a table there. They've got an upcoming street hockey tournament happening in May. They'll be pumping out some information for that as well.
Cool.
The Braden Ottenbright Close Cuts for Cancer Group's going to have a booth looking for some volunteers and participants for their organization there.
Mm-hmm.
Parkland Riders Alliance, the Yorkton Threshermen's Club, Yorkton Nursery School Cooperative, and the Yorkton Crush Softball team's going to be in attendance as well.
Lots of groups to, I guess, get people registered for their events. Now, if someone is with an organization that maybe you haven't listed, and now they're thinking, oh, shoot, that's coming up. Is there still a place, an opportunity for them to be there as well?
You bet. We will take people wanting to have a booth at our event. They can register up to the day of, so we'll definitely make room for them in the Flexi Hall. They can contact the CDPR office as well for that. We'll get them the form, fill it in quick, and then they're on the list.
Excellent. Again, Taylor Morrison joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know for today. A couple more things that we can get to when we come back on the program after this. And welcome back, to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Taylor Morrison from the City of Yorkton joining us on the program today. Citywide Registration Night. It is on Wednesday, 8:30, Taylor?
5:30 to 8 p.m. this Wednesday.
Okay, at the Nexera Flexi Hall inside the Gallagher Center. Get all you need to know for spring and summer activities. And, well, there will be plenty happening, which is just awesome. Hopefully lots more events outdoors with Canada's 150 that I'm sure parties in the park and all that sort of thing. That's probably being planned as we speak and that kind of thing?
You betcha. Yeah, we actually just sat down last week starting to put together some information for our Canada 150 celebration going to happen on Canada Day here. We're looking at some different venues, some different options. Hopefully we'll get a good turnout for the event that we're planning.
Hoping so. And always lots going on with the city of different things in the summertime. Like I said, the parties in the park, there's the splash parks as well that, I don't know, with 11 degrees over the weekend, were you getting calls? Hey, can we start opening those? Oh, wait, there's still a bunch of snow. Never mind.
Not yet, but those calls will come in, I'm sure, as soon as the snow's gone, people want to get out and using them. So we do have the two splash parks located in the city. We'll be getting those going probably around the May long weekend this year.
Great. It's a tricky time of year as well for people. They want to go outside, but it's so weird how it gets so nice during the day, but yet it cools so harshly at night. It makes things kind of slick on those roads, so people might be turning to alternative ways of going for a walk. The city tracks, they still stay open 365, right?
You all bet, yeah. Long? So with you're right, though. Like, I've noticed that the Gloria Hayden, our walkers during the day have sure dropped off a lot now that the weather started to change. But in the evening, we are still open at the Gloria Hayden, our walking track.
Okay.
We're open until 10 o'clock during the week, noon to 5 on weekends. The track is open that whole time, so you can come, drop your toonie, and away you go. Our track closes up at the May long weekend, and then the Nexera Flexi Hall track is open year round. So even on the rainy days, people can come inside for their walk.
Excellent. Also, just the Gloria Hayden Center, just because it is a community facility, that is open for people to use. Year round, there's the racquetball, the volleyball, the gymnasium itself. That's available to people year round for the most part.
It is for the most part. Like, our Gloria Hayden season runs typically from October until May, and then over the summer we host the Escape Summer program. So the kids kind of come in and take over the facility. So our gym and courts are not available between May and September there.
But
they are available, you know, the rest of the year and used pretty well.
No, that's awesome. I can recall growing up as a kid and one of my favorite birthday parties my parents ever let me have was just renting out one of those gymnasiums and basically getting to have free reign of the equipment room, not being forced to play whatever the teacher wanted. It was my birthday. I got to decide. Birthday parties and things like that, that's an option for people too?
It is, yeah. We can definitely schedule in birthday parties. We do a lot Friday after school as well as over the weekends. Typically, they're 2 hours in length, and you're exactly right. Kids come in, they open up that equipment room, and watch out. Things are flying. They've got balls and scooters all over the place. Families also get use of a racquetball court where we set up tables and chairs. They can bring in cake, presents, do all of that in there, and then the gym's open for all the activities. And we do also have a bouncy castle that is available. We can tack that onto your birthday party as well. It's become very popular too.
Always the scooters, though.
Always.
Always the scooters.
Yeah, finger crushers.
That's right. You mentioned it before, the Escape program. That will also be this summer. Registrations, it seems like as soon as they open, they're closing because they're full, hey?
Pretty much, yeah. Our registration this year is going to open up on Tuesday, May 2nd at 8 a.m. at the Gallagher Center.
Okay.
We've got our new registration forms online, so people can fill those out, bring them down with you, and we'll get everybody registered for the Escape program.
Excellent. It's all part of the amazing things going on within the city of of Yorkton golf course. Here's hoping within 3 or 4 weeks that'll be up and running. And lots of people I know look forward to that. And there's usually deals that the city offers during this off season if they buy early bird enough.
You bet. Yeah, we're going to be doing our Win Your Season Pass again this year. So, okay. You know, until the golf course gets in full swing here, people can come down to our office at the Gallagher Center. They purchase their season pass, and then their name goes into the draw to win that back for the year.
Excellent. Taylor Morrison, again, our guest on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Lots of things going on with the city of Yorkton. Again, one of which is citywide registration night. That is Wednesday, 5:30 to 8, NextEra Flexi Hall at the Gallagher Center. Again, a quick rundown of the groups that will be there.
You bet. We'll go through the list again. We've got the Gallagher Center Water Park, Sports Bank and our local Dream Broker, Yorkton Minor Football, Yorkton United FC Soccer, the Yorkton Public Library, Yorkton Minor Baseball, the Health Foundation, Yorkton Martial Arts, Fitness on the Go, the Yorkton Canoe and Kayak Club, as well as Yorkton Kids Sport, Braden Ottenbright Close Cuts for Cancer, the Parkland Writers Alliance, Yorkton Threshermen's Club, the Yorkton Nursery School Cooperative, and Yorkton Crush Softball.
Excellent. Now, are you aware of any information that's going to be there for people? I know city often has a lot of summer jobs related to the outdoors and the parks, maintaining them. I know a lot of the beautiful flowers that are around the city, they need to be watered, and often there's lots of young people who take advantage of those jobs and opportunities. Is that an ongoing process right now?
Not so much information for Spring Reg. We usually do a job fair in February. So all of our summer positions have been filled so far this year. However, if anything does change, those postings will go up on our website.
Okay, wonderful. Yorkton.ca, right?
You bet.
Great. Was there anything else you want to get out there?
I think that's pretty good to touch on for today. I mean, if people kind of miss the list, we do have an event on our Facebook page. You can hop on there and search for Yorkton Parks and Recreation. Follow us, like us. We've got a lot of great info on there. And then hop over to our event page where you can see all the information for this Wednesday's event.
Great. And if anyone is part of an organization that wants to be part of it, that's not too late either. They can get involved and still have a spot in there at the Flexi Hall as well.
Absolutely. Just give our office a call and we'll get you on the list.
Perfect. Taylor Morrison again, our guest on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Thanks for popping by.
Thanks for having me.
All right, this is our program for today. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.